What other clinical research are you involved with?
I'm doing a study with, or I've just finished a study with ixabipalone, which is a microtubule stabilizing agent. And I think this is a very good drug because it doesn't require steroid premedication. Also, it really requires very little anti-nausea medication. It doesn't give you the fatigue that docetaxel does. And the neuropathy is less. We did a daily times five schedule, which is probably totally impractical in the community, but we only found a 3% incidence of grade 3 neuropathy in those patients. And that's opposed to paclitaxel with a weekly regimen where you see a much higher incidence of neuropathy. I think neuropathy is a really big concern when you use the taxanes, especially paclitaxel. So we've done the study with ixabipalone as a phase 2 study in patients who have gotten previous taxanes, either paclitaxel or docetaxel, a 22% response rate. And those patients who have not had previous taxanes, it's now over a 50% response rate. So it's a very active drug. You know, it uses tubulin as its target, so it's very similar to taxanes, but I think it's just going to give better quality of life than the taxanes that are available now. Ixabipalone is being tested right now in two large phase 3 studies compared to the addition of capecitabine compared to capecitabine alone. And those studies will probably be completed at the end of 06, so we'll know something then. I can't imagine they won't be positive because it's a very active drug.
What would you guess in terms of when it might be available?
Maybe a year and a half to 2 years.